Well, in recent weeks, you've likely heard about an experiment on the East Coast that shows in the future poison ivy will grow bigger and become more poisonous. That's all well and good, but as you'll hear, the elevated carbon dioxide levels of the future may have a far greater impact right here in the heart of corn-growing country. There are rings in the cornfields, crop circles, if you will, just south of the Urbana-Champaign campus of the University of Illinois. The rings are filled with enough CO2 and O3, carbon dioxide and ozone, to simulate expected environmental conditions in the year 2050. A U of I entomologist Mike Gray says one of the experiments here shows insects, like the western corn rootworm, will thrive. This bug costs corn farmers millions of dollars a year to treat, and Gray says it looks like it will only get worse in the future.
This particular project, where we were looking specifically at western corn rootworm egg laying by the variant western corn rootworm, the strain that has adapted to crop rotation, we wanted to see specifically if this variant would change its egg laying behavior in plots, in soybean plots that had elevated CO2, elevated ozone. So Jared spent a lot of time in these replicated plots taking soil samples, removing the eggs from the soil during the winter, and then determining if, in fact, any change had taken place in egg laying or no change had taken place. And what he found was quite surprising.
The he is University of Illinois research specialist Jared Schroeder.
The interesting thing that we found was within the rings there was no difference within adult densities, but beyond that, the egg densities were significantly different. Within elevated CO2 plots, we found twice as many eggs as we did in plots that weren't in elevated CO2. And then even further beyond that, in plots that were elevated with CO2 and O3, we found three times as many eggs as if we would have been in a normal plot.
So big deal. You might say to yourself, the western corn rootworm could lay 2 to 3 times as many eggs in about 4 decades from now. It is, especially because that egg laying will increase gradually each and every year from now until then.
Now, there are some who might say, well, you know, that's 40 plus years away. Why should we be concerned? Well, again, what we find interesting is the fact that we are likely seeing increases in egg laying every year in response to these elevated gas concentrations that are going up every year. So with the, again, overall economic importance of western corn rootworms, we look ahead and have to, I guess, scratch our head and say, this is clearly an insect that as we see changing global atmospheric conditions with regard to these gases, we might anticipate greater pressure, more egg laying by this variant western corn rootworm.
It is called the variant western corn rootworm because the insect has already adapted to another environmental condition, the crop rotation that was used to control it for more than a quarter of a century. Farmers will not be happy to hear their battle with the western corn rootworm may only intensify as time passes. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.